Blog Talk Radio.
I'll praise him in the sanctuary.
Listen, has anybody ever felt like the only reason you're still here is by the grace of God? Come on.
I'm here thinking about times I thought I wasn't gonna make it.
Times I should have been.
Times I should have been dead and gone, but God's all different.
But I'm still here.
But I'm still here. Yeah. All because of his goodness.
I'm a living witness.
I'm a living witness. Yeah. Miracles still fall from heaven.
Cause he moves.
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, March the 13th, 2022. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I am Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Sherlene Cook. And as always, I am joined by some of my beautiful Spirit Alive family in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we truly pray that you will hear, hallelujah, a word that will encourage, uplift, and inspire you to live an abundant life in Christ right now. So what we're going to do at this time is we're going to go to opening prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace, just praising you for this opportunity to come out together as a family to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we just thank you for all the servant leaders that are present. We thank you for all the listeners, those that are listening via Skype, their computers, that are in the chat rooms. Lord, we praise you for all of those that will listen and rebroadcast all over this world. And we pray that this worship service will truly edify your people and draw the lost. Lord, we just want to thank you for this time and this season, for keeping us thus far by faith. So, Lord, we commit this worship service to you, because all that we do in your holy name. We just praise you, mm-hmm. honor you, and glorify you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. Let the women of God say, amen.
Amen.
We are pushing back the darkness, 'cause we're a force of holy light. Tell the enemies we're coming, and all of heaven
Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. That was Psalmist Brittany Scott singing Unstoppable. Amen. Do you know that we serve an unstoppable God? Hallelujah. And once again, I'd like to just take a moment to welcome everyone here into the service this morning. We pray that you are enjoying yourself thus far. And at this time, it's now time for Mother Mitchell to come and to bring us our morning meditational reading. So, Mother Mitchell, would you please come forth? She will be reading from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Pastor Prince. So please get your Bibles, get something to write with and write on, and prepare to receive a nugget from this morning's devotional reading spoken by Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Today's powerful meditational reading is entitled, Kept in All Your Ways by God's Angels. We'll be looking at and taking this from Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12, which reads, For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now, you are about to step onto the road when something pulls you back just in time to avoid being hit by a speeding car. That ever happened to anybody? You are shocked. When you come to your senses, you ask yourself, could it be that an angel just saved me from a fatal accident? I believe that angels walk with us. The verse tells us that God has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And in their hand, they will bear us up. So that not even a stone will trip us up. But we may not know it when we encounter an angel. Read more about that in Hebrews 13 and 2. This was probably the case with a couple in our church who were holidaying at a beach resort in Penang Island when a tsunami struck at about 12:30 p.m. on December 26, 2004. It was slightly past 11 a.m. when the wife suddenly had a craving for food from the mainland. The couple decided to check out earlier so that they could reach the mainland in time for lunch. Well, loading their luggage into the car at the hotel driveway, a man impatiently motioned them to hurry up and get moving. Annoyed by his impatience, they quickly loaded their stuff and drove off. The minute they reached the mainland, they heard that a tsunami had attacked Penang Island at the same beach where they were just a while ago. While thanking God for their narrow escape, it suddenly dawned on them that the impatient man could have been an angel charged by God to hurry them off. God tells us that we have an innumerable angels, Hebrews 12 and 22, and he has given them charge over us to protect us from accidents, natural disasters, terrorist bombings, and other dangers. So don't fear these things and lock yourself at home. Go for that holiday. Go for that lunch appointment. Believe that God loves you and thank him for his angels who walk with you and watch over you. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, don't fear what the world fears because God loves you and his angels walk with you and watch over you. Amen. God be the glory.
Clap it up. boy. Life begins and ends in the dust you pour. Faith commanded as the mountains move. Fear is losing ground to our hope in you. Let's sing it out. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Hallelujah and glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And this is a time when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. And we take our petitions, our intercessions, our supplications straight to the throne room. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we want you to know that all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, when we pray, we pray expecting God to move. Hallelujah. We pray knowing that God will do everything that he has told us he will do. So we pray expecting and believing and trusting on the word of God. So at this time, I'm going to ask our much beloved apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers, to come forward and lead us in this morning's prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just come to you humbly, knowing that you are going to move, knowing that you are moving. Hallelujah. Even in the areas where it doesn't look like you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I come before you this morning lifting you up, King Lord, that you would forgive us. Forgive
yes,
us of
Lord.
Our shortcomings, sins, whatever the situations are, Lord, that may be displeasing to you. We come to you asking, Lord, to forgive us in the name of Jesus. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, cause all
yes,
of us to, hallelujah, that are serving you to continue to walk upright before you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, turning aside from everything, Lord, hallelujah,
yes,
that is not like you. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
that we, hallelujah, may carry out what you have given us to do, hallelujah,
yes.
our missions, hallelujah, the callings that are on our lives, hallelujah, the talents, hallelujah, oh God, that they would come forth and make a difference in this troubled world, in Jesus' holy and righteous name, hallelujah. Now, Lord, we lift up, it seems to be crises all over the land, and Lord, you
yes,
know
Lord.
Where they are. We pray
yes.
for the Ukrainian people right now in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that
yes.
you would touch, hallelujah,
yes.
that you would have mercy in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Lord, we know
yes.
that there are people that have been killed in the streets unmercifully. Hallelujah.
Yes,
have mercy this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Show forth
yes,
your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
comfort those, Lord, that have lost
yes.
loved ones. Comfort
yes,
those,
Lord,
that need to be comforted. Those,
yes,
Lord, that are hurting. Those that are in pain. Hallelujah.
Yes,
those
Lord.
That have no hope this morning. We pray,
yes,
Lord, that somehow hope will be instilled. Hallelujah
yes,
in
yes,
them. In the name of Jesus. That they will feel
yes,
your presence. Hallelujah, that
yes,
they will
Lord.
Know, hallelujah, that they are not alone. Oh, God,
yes,
hallelujah, we pray that you would move
yes.
mightily in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah, some are starving, some are cold,
yes,
hallelujah, some are without anything. And so, Lord,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
That you would move in a mighty way in their behalf,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
that you will send
yes,
help. Hallelujah,
yes,
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, yes. those that are... That are strong and willing, hallelujah, allow them to be helped. Allow us to
yes.
be helped, Lord, in any
yes,
way that
Lord.
You deem necessary
yes.
for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We know that we're praying, but if there's anything
yes.
else, Lord, that we can do, hallelujah,
yes.
we
yes.
pray, Lord, that you would make the provisions, hallelujah,
yes.
that we
yes.
also can make a difference in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
Bless us,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
so that we can
yes.
be a greater
yes.
blessing. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
And we just look to you for it, Lord, knowing
yes,
that
Lord.
That you are answering prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
right
God.
Now, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, we pray that you will set up a mission
yes.
ground, hallelujah,
yes.
in these areas,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where evil is, Lord, we pray, hallelujah,
yes.
that you would bring forth the good in the name of Jesus,
yes.
in Jesus'
yes.
name, hallelujah.
Yes.
And in all these situations, Lord, hallelujah,
yes.
even though it doesn't seem like it's likely,
yes.
but we pray, Lord,
yes.
that you would somehow, hallelujah,
yes,
allow it to be for the good in Jesus'
yes.
name. And we just look
yes.
to you with our praises
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
yes,
lifting you up, God,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
knowing about
yes.
your greatness, hallelujah,
yes.
knowing
yes. Hallelujah.
That you are greater,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, that
thank
you can
you.
Make things greater, hallelujah, for
yes.
others, and so we
yes.
ask that you do so in
yes,
Jesus' name,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We pray, Lord,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Will be in the, that you would move in the hospitals, hallelujah,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
in these places where people are hurting, where they're dying,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
in Jesus'
yes,
name, hallelujah,
yes,
that you would raise them up, God, in
yes,
the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank
cause
you,
your people to believe
yes,
in you.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
cause
you,
him
Lord.
To believe,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
that you
yes,
are
yes.
our help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In times
yes,
like
Lord.
These.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for
Lord,
what you
Jesus.
Are doing
you.
In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray for,
you, Lord,
for those,
Jesus.
Lord, that are shut in. Hallelujah. They
yes.
can't get out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We pray that
yes.
you would send somebody by.
Hallelujah. Yes.
To hallelujah. Allow them to know about
yes.
you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, do it, God. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Send
yes,
by your
Lord,
good
Jesus.
Samaritans, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those
yes.
that care.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those
yes,
that will go the extra mile.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes,
those
Lord,
that will
yes,
do the
Lord,
extra, give the
yes,
extra, hallelujah, even out
yes,
of their
yes,
own
yes,
substance. Hallelujah,
yes,
I pray,
yes,
Lord, that our
yes,
cups
yes,
will overflow. Hallelujah,
yes,
that we can help even the more in the
yes,
name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
in this perverse world, hallelujah, in
yes,
Jesus' name,
yes,
in
yes,
the crooked places,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah, we
yes,
pray
Lord,
that
yes,
we may go forth, hallelujah,
yes,
in Jesus' name. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
that you will make even the crooked places,
yes.
hallelujah, that
yes.
they will be straightened. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
hallelujah,
God.
In Jesus'
yes.
name,
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
we pray
yes.
for
you,
the
Lord.
Unborn,
yes.
hallelujah, for
yes.
their
yes.
protection,
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus,
yes.
in Jesus'
thank
name,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes.
oh, do it,
thank
God, we pray for those
yes.
that are yet being abused,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes, that's
oh,
right now, Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray, Lord, in
yes,
the name of Jesus. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We speak freedom. Hallelujah. For
yes,
those that don't
yes,
have it.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Set them free,
yes.
God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Have
yes,
your way, God. In
Jesus',
Jesus
Lord,
name.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
do it, Lord. Hallelujah.
You, Lord,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. For
yes.
your people, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of
yes.
Jesus. We pray
yes,
for salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, beginning around
yes.
us in our households and hallelujah,
yes,
in our neighborhoods. Oh, God,
yes,
our community. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
Holy
yes.
Spirit, we pray that you
yes.
will begin to draw
yes.
them in the name
yes.
of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
yes.
pray that as you beckon
yes.
them,
Lord,
they will
Jesus.
Come.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To know.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
the Lord,
yes.
in the
Lord
parting
Jesus.
Of their
thank
sins,
you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may
yes,
look hopeless,
yes,
but it's not
you.
Hopeless. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
so we pray
thank
for their
you,
salvation
Jesus.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the
name
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. We thank you.
Yes.
We pray that you would go
yes.
in the prisons this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There will
right
be a
now,
stirring
Lord.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. In the name
in
of
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Like
yes.
you did in
yes.
Paul and Silas's days,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
That you would move
yes,
in a
Lord.
Mighty way. Hallelujah,
yes,
in Jesus'
have
name,
your way, Lord.
That, you, that there will
yes.
be a difference made,
yes.
hallelujah, even
yes,
there,
Lord,
hallelujah, in
yes.
the name of
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
we
you.
Just praise you, we just
thank,
thank you
yes.
for what you're doing right
yes.
now, God,
yes.
hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord,
thank
for ourselves,
yes.
we pray that if
yes.
there's any
that's
sickness
Lord.
Among us this morning,
yes.
hallelujah,
that's
that you would heal, hallelujah,
yes,
that you would
yes,
deliver.
In the name of
hallelujah,
Jesus.
That you would
yes,
bring about breakthroughs.
In
the name
yes.
of Jesus, that you will move
you,
in a miraculous
yes.
way, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are
yes,
yet
hallelujah.
A miracle-working God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Allow us to see
thank
your miracles, Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
all
you,
over
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
across
the
nation. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord, we pray that you would
yes.
move miraculously in Jesus'
name,
Jesus. In these
yes.
impossible-looking situations,
yes.
in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And we thank you, we
thank
praise you.
You.
We lift
thank
up Spirit of Life Ministries this morning,
yes.
hallelujah. We
yes.
lift up the leader, we lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook, hallelujah. We
yes.
ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty
yes.
way, in Jesus'
yes.
name,
yes.
that you
your
word
way, Lord.
Go forth, Lord, this morning,
yes.
hallelujah. Allow
yes.
your anointing
yes.
to touch. Hallelujah. And now allow your anointing to make the difference. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There may
yes.
be conviction. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
That somebody
yes.
will turn.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From their
yes.
wicked ways.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
choose to go
thank
your way.
Lord.
Your way.
Yes.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Holy and righteous name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. got Jesus on my, I got that. I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my, I got that.
Oh, hallelujah. That is Pastor Anthony Brown in group therapy with V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory, hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. So I'm going to ask you again to retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. Get something to write with and to write on. And then turning your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 5. And today we're going to be looking at verses 29 through 42. Hallelujah. If you are listening via your computers, you can go to BibleGateway.com and type in Acts, chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at verses 29 through 42. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads as follows. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with the right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. Hallelujah. And said unto them, "Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourself that ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up, Judas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up, Judas of Galilee, in the days of taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God." And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now once again before your throne. I'm asking, Father God, that I completely decrease so that you can have all the increase, Father. Step into my yielded body of clay, Lord God, and speak a word directly to your children about you. Lord God, I pray that this message will encourage your people, will edify them, Lord God, and I pray that this message will draw someone to you that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin. I pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. All right, saints of God. We are going to continue our walk through the book of Acts, hallelujah, the church of Acts, because, hallelujah, if there was ever a time God needed for his people to operate as the church in Acts did, it would be now, hallelujah. So let's review for a minute. Let's see now. The apostles were arrested for healing, freed from jail by an angel who told them to go and tell more people about new life in Jesus. Then they were brought before the Sanhedrin, who confronted them concerning their disobedience, to which Peter replied that they should obey God rather than man, along with some other choice words that, of course, angered them. So now let's pick up with verse 29 to get the whole sense of this package, this passage, excuse me. Now, my background scriptures are actually Acts 5, 29 through 32, where it says that Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we're going to obey God rather than man. They told him, the God of our Father raised up Jesus, who you slew and hung on a tree. And they went on to tell him, you know, God has exalted him with his right hand to be the prince and savior. And he did so that he through him we might have repentance and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. This morning, saints of God, if you haven't gotten from the clues of the music that I played this morning, I'm going to be talking to you about the unstoppable work of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, saints of God, I've watched some sports teams in my day. You know, I've watched a few football games and a few basketball games. And every once in a while, we would hear a player or team described as unstoppable. Now, either they were so fast or so strong that their opponents chanced against them, or they were just so over the top with their talent. But teams that have been unstoppable in years past have been some people like the Dallas Cowboys or the L.A. Lakers or the New York Rams or the New York Yankees. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more of them out there. You know, Green Bay, the Cincinnati Colts, you know. At some time, we've all heard them called unstoppable at one point or another. Now, some unstoppable players were people like Earl Campbell, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and now there's Stephen Curry and LeBron James, and of course, again, there's others. But realistically, even though these teams and players were, are, and can be very good for a time, none of them can really be called unstoppable. Why? Because we all get old and circumstances change. You
Amen.
See, we are limited creatures living in a limited world. You see, only God is limitless with endless possibilities. Only God does not change. What did he say?
Amen.
I am God. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
So therefore,
Amen.
Only God is unstoppable, which leads me to the crux of the message for today. And that is, because God's purpose is unstoppable, we would do well to cooperate with God, pursuing his will for our lives. Now, I know some of you might have a question like, well, how do we do that, and how do we do it effectively? Well, I'm so glad because today I have three principles that will help us as we pursue God's unstoppable purpose. The first thing that we should understand that if we're going to follow an unstoppable God, that for those of us that pursue God's purpose, honey, we should expect opposition. Because in verse 33 it says, when they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. You see, as the apostles were faithful to obey God and carry out his purpose he had for them, they encountered some fierce hostility. The same group of people who had put Jesus to death now sat before them with the same murderous look in their eyes. The apostles knew this could be it for them, yet we don't see them wringing their hands. We don't hear them saying things like, what are we going to do? No, they were leaving the consequences up to God. You see, Jesus had already warned them about the opposition that they should and would encounter. In Matthew 10:26 through 20, we can read this. This is Jesus. He said, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, You will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, maybe we can sum up what Jesus told them by saying, simply saying, trust me. That's what he was saying. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're going to face problems and oppositions, but trust me to help you to accomplish my purpose in the midst of everything. John 16:33 says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So we, as blood-washed believers, should not be surprised if, when we are doing God's will, we face indifference, hostility,
mm-hmm.
and outright hatred.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Amen.
Especially true when we are doing his will as it relates to sharing the gospel or the good news that Jesus loves people and wants to forgive their sins.
Amen.
Now, you see, some people just can't come to grips with the reality of their own sin. And when they are, when it is exposed, they will lash
mm-hmm.
out at anybody who brings up
mm-hmm.
the subject.
Come on in.
So
Come
we
on
should
in.
Prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally for the opposition that will come when we set out to do what God wants us to do. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, when you come to Jesus, it does not mean that life will get easier. It means that life will always be doable. Amen. Hallelujah. So how do we do that? How do we do what God sets us out to do? Well, we can start by recognizing God's promise to be with us and to help us through difficult times. Saints of God, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Whenever we're going through trials and tribulations, whenever the storms are tossing and the wind is raging, hallelujah, and you in that little bitty boat and the waves is coming up over the side, don't worry. Don't even get scared. Hallelujah. Be like the disciple. And remember, Jesus is in the boat with you, and he's going to get
Amen.
You through. And he's going to navigate
Amen.
You through those rough, choppy
Amen.
Waters. He's going to navigate you through.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Trials
Thank
and tribulations.
You,
He's going to navigate you through those hard
yes,
times.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because this brings me to my second point. Those of us who pursue God's purpose, we will be able to withstand or weather
Amen.
Any
yes.
opposition. You see,
yes.
I see here from the word that we can overcome intimidation. Verse 40 says, they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus. Well, I came to tell you this morning that the fear factor has kept many sincere Christians from doing what God wanted them to do. We sometimes get the idea that if we come up against obstacles or threats, that we must have missed God's leading somewhere. We must have gotten off track somewhere along the way.
Mm.
However, we need to remember the difficulties may actually be a sign that we are in God's will rather than out of
yeah.
it. If we stop
Amen.
Pressing forward when the enemy rears his ugly head, we're not going to get very far in pursuing all that God has marked out for us to do. What did Paul say in Philippians? Hallelujah. He said, forgetting those things behind, I press
yes.
toward the mark.
Yes.
God has
Amen.
A purpose marked.
Yes.
For our life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Lord told Joshua numerous times, fear not, for I am with you. You see, the closer we are to the Lord through prayer and through the reading of his holy word and just by walking with him, the better we will be able to overcome the fear factor when opposition comes our way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will remember that Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes,
and he is
yes,
the father
yes.
of lies. And he is good at making false evidence appear real. So
now,
when we know the word of God for ourselves, when we pray the word of God for ourselves, hallelujah, when we stand on the promises of God for ourselves, then
Lord.
We will overcome any opposition that comes our way.
Yeah.
And when
yes,
we
Lord.
And we can also not only overcome it and weather it, we can endure suffering. You see, along with overcoming the fear factor of the enemy, we can carry on even if we are in physical or emotional pain.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Some of us have been in pain for years. Some of us have been suffering with illnesses and injuries that have brought, you know, that has wrecked our bodies with pain.
Yeah.
But yet we're still going to go out to that prison. We're still going to go out and feed the homeless.
Amen.
We're still going to go in the hospitals and see somebody else.
Amen.
Verse 40 also, because verse 40 also says, they called the apostles in and had them flogged. They were beaten, I would say probably with their usual 39 stripes, causing great pain and humiliation. Now, you would think that this would be really upsetting to the apostles, but we don't see that here. What was their response? Verse 41 says, the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I need you to understand something this morning. Suffering disgrace is more than just a physical pain. Suffering disgrace involves emotional trauma. Yet instead of getting mad at God for allowing this to happen, they rejoiced that they were worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. Now, saints of God, let me just be crystal clear right here, because I'm always going to be open and honest with you about me. And this morning, I'm here to tell you that I'm not sure I'm spiritually mature enough to rejoice when I face pain and humiliation. However, I do know with God's help, I can endure any suffering that comes my way and still see his purpose fulfilled in and through my life. You know what?
Lord.
Even death doesn't stop God's purpose from being fulfilled. Hallelujah. This is
That's
not something
right.
we like to think about, but we all have an appointment with death, unless the Lord happens to return first. However, when we die, God's purpose does not die with us. You might even say that his purpose for us is just getting started when we die, because the Bible says we will have responsibility given to us in heaven. You see, we will reign and rule with the Lord. And I want you to understand right now that this will not be a passive thing where we just sit on the throne and do nothing. The Lord said, you will live with me in heaven. Hallelujah. I believe we will be carrying out God's purpose in ways we can't even yet conceive or imagine. Hallelujah. Another reason God's purpose does not die with us is because his purpose is bigger than any one of us.
Amen. Amen.
As you look at the apostles, God's purpose was bigger than any of them. It was bigger than Peter when he was crucified upside down because he said he was not worthy to die like the Lord. It was bigger than Paul when he was put to death by the wicked Emperor Nero. It was bigger than Stephen when he was stoned to death by the Jewish leaders. It was bigger than each of the other apostles, who were all put to death by people who hated God and despised his purpose. John was the only apostle not put to death. But even when he died of old age, God's purpose did not stop. You see, God's purpose cannot be stopped because God loves the people he created, and his purpose is to bring them back to himself.
Amen.
So he chooses to entrust his purpose with the weak and feeble-minded people like us. But somehow, hallelujah, the job still gets done because no amount of opposition is going to squelch, put out, stop, cease or desist the purpose, of the Almighty God. You see, and also I need you to know, those of us that pursue God's purpose, we're not going to get sidetracked. You know. See, too many times today, we see a lot of Christians, when they first come to the Lord, they're on fire. and uh-huh. they really want to do everything, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that and I'm, you know. But then if something else comes along, you're distracted. You know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some of us, thanks to God, that have been in the body for a while, we even get distracted.
Yes,
we know we're supposed to be going into the church to worship. Oh, but not today because the Super Bowl is on. Oh, we know good and well we were supposed to be going down to that hospital to pray for sister or brother so-and-so. But wait a minute. Hold on. My girlfriend is having a party for me. Okay.
Wow.
So, but we got to look at the apostles here. After facing hostile intimidation of the Sanhedrin and after suffering the pain of humiliation of being beaten publicly, what did the apostles do? They went right back to doing what God had told them to do. Uh-huh, that's what they did. They went right back to doing what God had purposed for them to do. Now let's look at it in verse 42. Day after day in the temple court and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. Saints, they never stopped. They kept right on keeping on. They didn't give up. They would not be dissuaded from doing what God wanted them to do. Saints, Winston Churchill once said in his commencement address to never give up, never give up, never, never, never give up. Well, the apostles lived by that creed way before Churchill would even come on the scene.
Yes.
So I want to ask you this morning, how much does it take to get you off track from obeying and serving God?
Mm.
When disappointments come your way, do you throw up your hands and say, that's it, I quit. If God isn't going to take better care of me than that, then I'll just boycott him and I'll live on my own. I'll live my own way. Now listen to me. I'm not saying this to make light of the pain and suffering that anyone may be going through. No doubt many of you have suffered far more than I have, yet I know that, but I do still know what it is to be disappointed with God. Maybe we've asked why he allowed our child, our spouse, or a dear friend to die. Maybe we've asked God why others seem to get things done so easily while all we seem to do is struggle. Well, saints, I haven't found easy answers for any of these kind of questions because there aren't any. You see, sometimes life is just really hard. Hallelujah. It's just hard.
Yes.
However, I have found God to be totally, and I do mean totally, and completely faithful and loving. His purpose of showing
Lord.
His love to me and you will not be stopped by the pain and grief that we may be experiencing. But I'm here to remind us that God will never, never, ever stop loving us just because we question him about why bad things have happened in our lives. The Apostle Paul tells us that nothing can separate us from God's love for us.
Yeah.
Right
Amen.
Here in Romans 8:35-39, I'm just going to go ahead and read it because I love this passage. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? I love this. See, they have their, Paul had his as it is written ready. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord. So as my mother always, Mother Mitchell always liked to say, her soul is anchored in the Lord. The best anchor to hold for us to hold on to steadily during the storm is the assurance that Jesus loves us completely, and he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, Lord.
You may face some mountains of problems and disappointments, but guess what? Jesus is going to be right there with you, helping you,
Lord,
through each and every
Jesus.
One of them. And he will
thank
help you to stay on track with his unstoppable
yes.
purpose. See,
yes,
he has something he wants to accomplish through your life. There is something he wants
Jesus.
You to do that nobody
yes.
else can do the way you are going to do it. But now, if the old flathead enemy, the old enemy
yeah.
of our faith, can get you to doubt God's love or his care for you, then you may fall out of alignment with God's purpose, just as Adam and Eve did. And saints of God, please don't let that happen. Remember this above all else. Jesus always loves you no matter what, and he will never, never, ever, never, ever let you down.
Amen.
Now, we've been talking about the unstoppable work of God. Just as Gamaliel said, when something is of God, you can't stop it. You see, fighting against God will get you absolutely nowhere. So as you set your heart to pursue God's purpose for your life, you need to expect opposition. But thanks to God, don't cave in when it comes, okay? You've already had your warning, so you should not have to go through destruction. Jesus has already said, you will be persecuted for my name's sake. Hallelujah. You know, what we need to do is to recognize that with God's help, we can weather any opposition that comes our way.
Yes.
And then we don't win. And then we say, hey, look at this. We're not going to get sidetracked. I don't care. You know what? I lost my husband several years. I didn't lose my husband. My husband transitioned to be with the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
Several years ago, you know. And after that, you know, he did. I didn't lose him. Hallelujah. But I had to remember, you know, and I was disappointed, and I was discouraged for a hot second. But I knew that God loved me so much that I would see the light at the end of the tunnel. I would make it to the other side. See, those who endure to the end will have victory. When you align your life with God's purpose, hallelujah, and you walk with him in the spirit, hallelujah, you are not going to be swayed. You're not going to be hindered. You're not going to be sidetracked. You're going to do just what them apostles, those apostles did. Okay, we took a beat down. Okay, we did, but hallelujah, we took a beat down for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, glory. He said if we're going to be resurrected with him, we're going to suffer with him. So when you get that beat down, when you remember God's word, when your enemies and your naysayers come against you, remember God's word. I will make your enemies your footstool. Remember God's word. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember God's word. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Remember God's word.
Hallelujah.
Have your it is written ready.
Hallelujah.
And then you get real and you go before God and you pray. Lord, what is your will for my life?
Yes.
What is your will? Show me.
Yes,
and when you go up there, if you don't want God to show you, don't ask him. Okay?
Mm,
that's right.
Jesus.
Because, see, when you go to God and you ask him something, he's going to give you an answer. So if you're not ready to go, don't go up there asking. I'm serious. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing worse than going to ask God for something. He gives it to you, and then you throw it back in his face.
Amen.
I want you to go out and preach the gospel, my child. Oh, no, I'm not called to preach, Jesus. I want you to go out and be an advocate. For those who are being sex trafficked, or for those women that are being abused, Lord, that's too much problem. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be dealing with them people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, if we really want to have victory in our lives, then we will seek out God's purpose for our lives. And we will live for that purpose, hallelujah, come hell or high water. We are not going to stand down. We are not going to shut up. We are not going to keep quiet. We are not going to conform to this world.
Yes.
We are not going to allow
Lord.
Ourselves to be sifted as we. And furthermore, we will not let our brothers and sisters be sifted as wheat.
Lord,
we are going to go out and be about our Father's business. And he said, make ye disciples.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Teach them everything that I have taught you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Love your brothers and sisters as I have first loved you. And by this, they will know that you are my disciples.
Yes.
will go out there for the love of Christ and for the love of God's people. And we will do what God has told us to do.
Yes, Lord.
And it might not, and hear me clearly. It's not always going to be some big thing, you know, big, before everybody's eyes, big old, you know, big thing, you know what I'm saying? It might be something as simple as, I want you to just walk down the street and smile at every single person you see.
Yeah.
I want you to walk down the street, and when you see a homeless person, stop. Look them in their eyes. Tell them Jesus loves you, and so do I, and keep it moving. Okay?
Yes, Lord.
See, too many Christians are waiting, you know, they're waiting for these big over-the-top assignments when they haven't mastered the fundamentals.
Yes.
Trusting God in all things and at all times.
Mm.
Obeying God in all things at all times.
Yes.
Loving others as God loves us in all things and at all times. We know what the Word of God says. He says, "When you can when you master the little things, then He will make you master of much." And we have to remember that. Sickness may come, pain may come, tragedy may
come,
trauma may come. But Jesus has always been standing there. He was there when it came, and He'll be the one that sends it packing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. I thank you,
Lord. He's always going to be with you.
He's
always going to be there fighting for you. Hallelujah. Saints, one of the wonderful, most wonderful things that we can do when we are faced with adversities and we're talking about an unstoppable God is like this. I don't know about you, but I got my mind made up. Nobody can outsmart God. Nobody can overpower God. Nobody can overtake God. So, excuse me, world. I'm not afraid of you.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody knows more than God, can bless me more than God, and can do for me more than God. So, world, I really don't need anything from you. Because my God can supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. My God will give me the desires of my heart when I trust and believe in him and I commit my ways to him. Hallelujah. So see, we can free ourselves up to be, and we can declare that we too are unstoppable. Because when you're standing in an unstoppable God, you are now unstoppable. Amen. And to God be the glory. I truly pray that you have heard something on this morning that has blessed your soul. I prefer to keep it short and sweet. But right now, hallelujah, if you are not connected to, hallelujah, the one who is able to rescue you, the one who is able to free you, the one who is able to make you unstoppable, then right now I'm going to give you an opportunity, hallelujah, to rectify that situation. So I'm going to ask that my very beloved sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come in now, and she's going to lead you in the plan of salvation, and that will be followed by comments from our staff and from anyone that's sitting in the sanctuary that would like to have a praise or prayer request, or you just want to thank God and touch and agree. So right now, Evangelist Kathy, would you please come forth, darling, and do what you do oh so well.
God bless you, saints. God bless you, Bishop, and all that's listening. Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose, because that's the way God planned it. So you're not here by incident. by accident, or this happened to be a coincidence, or a freak of nature. No. God has a plan for you. But one thing he won't do is force himself off on you. That he's opening the door right now for you to receive what he has just for you. One thing he did, he allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to come down and die for our sins because he loved us so much, and he still loves us. So
yes.
If you want to be involved in something like that, if you want that a part of your life, this is the opportunity right now to get your life together and give your life to him where he can. The Bible says he ordered the footsteps of his children.
Jesus.
God will take you where you he wants you to be and where you want to go. You just don't know it yet. But
Jesus.
This is the opportunity now to get where you need to be and to grow higher in him. And whereas he can use you like he did these disciples, remember he loves you. Now, if you just repeat after me, glory to God, you're on the right path. So you tried it your way and it didn't work. Let's be real. It ain't working for you. But that's okay.
Yes.
Now you found a better way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Now, if you repeat after me, you're on your way. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
And all my unrighteousness.
And all my unrighteousness.
Thank you for making yourself real to me at this moment.
For making yourself real to me at this time.
Standing and believing right now that I am now your child.
I am now your child.
Order my footsteps that I may walk according
to
your will and purpose. Thank you for Jesus.
Thank
you for this day. And thank you for choosing me. In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
That was easy. Praise God. God bless you, saints.
Amen. I want to thank my sister got on and got right on back off. Hallelujah. But oh well, I'm going to bring her back in anyway. She ain't going to get off that easy. Anyway, hallelujah. Right now, saints of God, if you are sitting in the sanctuary, and whether you are a part of the staff or whether you're just here as a part of our family, you can now have. I'm going to allow you to have a word because we do have time for that. But I will ask that you remember, there's a lot of us in here this morning, so I'm going to just go through the house. Hallelujah. And I want the saints of God, those that are redeemed of the Lord, to say so. And to just give God praise. Minister Gladys, hallelujah, you can start us. Minister Gladys.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're blessed, and so are you.
Blessed. I just want to thank God this morning for all that he's doing. I mean, I've been under attack. I understand the assignment. I understand the assignment. And I just thank God for allowing me to go through because I understand that if he brings me to it, he's going to take me through it.
Yes,
indeed. You know, I know that this too shall pass.
Yes,
amen.
It shall.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yes, boy.
I just thank God for his love, his mercy, oh, God, his
thank
guidance.
You,
I just thank
Lord.
God. I've been some trying times these past 2 weeks, and I just thank God for opening my eyes and putting a muzzle over this mouth. I couldn't even speak.
Lord.
I couldn't defend myself. All I could do was just stand there. Oh, but God.
Yes.
Took care of it all. Took care of it all. And in the end, I was mightily blessed. And I thank God. I thank God because I couldn't have done it. Not me. Not me. But with Christ in me, I did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you guys for allowing me to share that with you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Indeed. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Thank you, Bishop. You know, I always try to leave a morsel or find a morsel in the sermon, and it was a good one, let me tell you, my daughter, my bishop. But what I want to leave with the young people today, don't try to remember all the message you hear and what did he say about that, and you're asking everybody. Well, they don't remember either. But find that little morsel and what it said that touches your heart. And what I want you to remember about this message, the world will stop you at every turn. Only God can make you unstoppable. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. That was on point. And hallelujah. I like that. Evangelist Michelle, come on in the room, darling. I'm glad you're here this morning. I'm glad to see you.
Yes. Love you.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. I just want to say I thank God for the message and the messenger. It was very touching, and I'm thankful that you reminded us that we have already won the battles in our lives.
Yes.
And we don't have to wait till they're over. Sometimes we want to wait till everything is over, and then we want to shout victory. But we don't have to wait. We can shout victory while we're going through the battles in our lives. And, you know, sometimes we feel that we're suffering, you know, but we don't have to suffer in silence. We don't have to suffer alone.
Right.
We always have God with us, beside us. And then we have the love of the other saints that we fellowship with. So I just thank you for that message, and thank you for touching my heart and opening my eyes to things I've never realized before. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Our beautiful sister, with your area code is 415, last four digits 5820. I heard you, beloved. I felt you. Come on in the room.
Oh, Lord. Good morning, saints. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah, I'm just glad I woke up to get on the prayer line, to get on, you know, I'm seeing her in recovery right now, and I went to the doctor on the 22nd, I mean on the 8th, and they wind up taking the cast off after I went to surgery, and here's an infection that's set in my leg and stuff, so I just...
All right, okay. Baby.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. It's all right to cry out before the Lord. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, the world tries to tell us that we're an emotional group of people, that we're over the top with our emotions. We don't cry out to God enough. We don't cry out to him in prayer. We don't cry out to him in praise enough. Let your tears flow, and let those tears cleanse away all your doubt, all your fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Allow those tears, my dear sister, hallelujah, to be turned into power. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because your tears are saying, Lord, I surrender.
Yes.
I surrender all. And Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go where you want me to go. I'm ready to do what you want me to do.
Yes.
So it's all right, my beautiful sister, to cry.
Yeah.
It's all right to feel.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I praise God for you this morning. I praise God for your transparency. I praise God that you are humble enough, hallelujah, to just be who you are before God. You're not trying to impress the rest of the saints. You're not trying to out-spiritualize anybody. You're just trying to be the best you that you can be. So we praise God for you, and we praise God for your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I know that my dear sister had a long night, but I still will not leave this sanctuary without asking. Minister Tina, would you like to have a word today, my love? Okay. Amen. So now we're going to go to I'm going to have my sister Kathy come on back up in here. She did such a beautiful job with the plan of salvation, but now I just wanted to come on in here and get her shout and her praise and her comments on. Amen.
Praise God again. You know, as I was listening and reading along with you, I remember years ago this message, somebody preached this message, and the subject of the message was, would your walk in the Lord cause you to go to jail, as these men did?
Huh.
Mm-hmm. How is your walk in the Lord? Would you be arrested for walking at the Lord have you to walk?
Yeah.
What was your walk? See, the thing about whatever God does in us, he doesn't do it secretly. I just led you to the plan of salvation. I didn't do it secretly. We did it out loud. He said, those who confess and believe in their heart that Jesus, Lord, shall be saved.
Yeah.
And like he was saying, it was beautifully said, there are people who tried and they were killed. They were destroyed. They was dismantled and everything else. But if it's truly of God, it stands.
Yes.
Are you going to stand?
I know
I
am.
See, it's easy, and I had to look at myself when I first heard that message. It was easy. Oh, yes, I'm going to stand. But how long did it take me for the fall after I made that statement?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to talk it, but can you walk it? And can other people see it in you? It's supposed to be obvious. I had family members of other religions.
Yep.
Past tense. Now they know who Jesus
past
is.
Past tense.
Okay, they are saved. They know who Jesus is. They confessed it. They have denounced their other religions. You may, and I have 9 brothers and sisters. Sometimes you have to stand alone, but you stand.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Who
are you? Know who you are in the Lord and stand. God bless you, my dears.
Be blessed.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist Kathy. And I want to thank you for just confirming once again my teaching for tomorrow. I have been in the process of teaching about being in tune with the Holy Spirit. And the name of it, and it's called Convicted. How sold out are you? And the question I ask is, if you were put on trial for being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? And, sister, you just confirmed that so beautifully, and I want to thank you for that, because that's what we got to get to. We've got to get to living our life in a way that everybody will know who we are and whose we are, but more importantly, saints of God, we have to do it unapologetically. I'm not saying we go out there and we arrogantly try to force our beliefs on anybody. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is we're going to live out loud. Like my sister said, we're going to live out loud for Jesus. We're going to, nobody's going to have to ask, should have to ask us, do we know Jesus? Our lives should scream, we know Jesus.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for that, my sister. That way, all of you have just been bringing out some really wonderful praise and really wonderful points. So now I'm going to move to our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Ma'am, come on in the room and put your praise on it now, please.
Amen. The message was a blessing, and as well as the comments that I heard, as well as I was listening to the message, I was thinking about how, you know, God has set us apart.
Yes.
And he didn't set us apart for naught, but he set us apart so that the world could know and see the difference.
Yes.
You know, we are different. We are peculiar. And that does not bother us, because we want to stand out. Stand out and stand up and keep standing, because we're standing for something. And I heard someone say, if we don't stand, hallelujah, we'll find ourselves in a position where we will fall for anything.
Yes.
So we want to stand, and we want to keep on standing. For Christ's sake, you know, everything that he did, he had much purpose in it. So everything that we do should have much purpose in it. And yes. I think about the scripture that talks about dying daily.
Yes.
Not literally dying, but dying daily.
Yes,
putting ourselves aside for someone else. Taking out time for another person that has a greater need than we have.
Mm-hmm.
We may be on the way to, I don't know, to the beach or, you know, out just to have some leisure or, you know, or preparing ourselves to go somewhere where we can relax. But sometimes, you know, and it's all right to have that. But if we get that unction to go and fulfill another need, then that's what we need to do. Because
Amen.
The Lord will give us that time also that we need. But sometimes we have to change some things because that was our thought. That was our idea. But we must know that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways
Amen.
Are far different than our ways.
Yes.
So
yes,
I enjoyed the message because it was focusing on what we need to do.
Yes.
And, you know, in order to serve God, we must serve his people. I mean, you know, that's how he gets served.
Yes.
By us serving his own. And so I'm well and good with that. And
Amen.
I will change anything for the sake of another person. You know,
yes.
just sometimes it just takes a phone call,
mm-hmm.
a listening
yes.
ear. And if
yes.
you can, go by. And when you go by, take something with you for them.
Yes.
So it's Amen. All about being that true servant of God and living righteously
Amen.
For him. He yes. comes first. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless.
Amen. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God for all of these beautiful comments and all this, you know, and all the wonderful praise. This is a praise and worship experience. And all that we want you to do when you join us is to really experience God's love and his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And
yeah,
I feel that his presence felt here today. Now, at
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the year, the Lord laid it in my spirit to always pray. You know, we great messages go forth from this network, and I have asked that all the preachers from now on find that sermon, pray that sermon, so that we can see breakthroughs. So, Father God, in the name of
Amen.
Jesus, I just praise you now for all that we heard today. We praise you for being an unstoppable God. We thank you, Father God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you are always
yes,
here with us to weather any
yes,
storm,
Lord.
Any trial, any tribulation,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
We just thank you for your presence. We just
thank
you, Father
thank
God,
you,
for your provision
yes.
and
thank
for
you.
Your healing. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Father
you,
God. We pray against
yes.
that spirit of fear, against that spirit
yes.
of procrastination, against
yes.
those spirits of doubt, against anything
yeah.
that would try to distract your children
yeah.
from doing the work of your
yeah.
kingdom. Father God, we pull
yeah.
it down in the name
yeah.
of Jesus. Hallelujah. We
yeah.
cast it out
thank
in the name
yeah.
of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we know that you are greater. There is nobody
yeah.
greater than you. You and you
yeah.
alone
no.
are unstoppable. You
yeah.
and you alone
yeah.
are limitless. Lord,
yeah.
teach
Glory
us to
yeah.
walk in your abundance
yeah.
right
thank
now,
you.
Lord God.
Yeah.
Teach
thank
us to
God.
Understand
Jesus.
We don't have to wait
yeah.
for the battle to be over
yeah.
when we can shout right now
yeah.
because
yeah.
you have already
yeah.
given
yeah.
us the victory. When you
yeah.
bled, when you hung,
yeah.
bled, and died on
yeah.
Calvary's
yeah.
earth. So, Lord,
yes,
we have
Lord,
had all
yes,
the accept. We have already received
yes.
all the acceptance
yes.
that we will ever need, all the validation
yes,
that we will
you.
Ever need. We have
yes,
received
Lord.
Everything that
thank
we will
you,
ever
Lord.
Need in you. Because
thank,
when you died
you,
on that cross,
you
said it was finished. It
yes,
is finished.
Yes,
our salvation
hallelujah.
Is a finished work, and we thank
yes,
you, Father
yes,
God.
Thank you. Lord.
Our eternal
thank
home
you.
Is already a finished work, and we thank
yes,
you, Lord God.
Thank you. Yes.
We thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and for us.
Yes.
And as Apostle
yes.
Zeta
mm-hmm.
said, allow us to
yes.
continue to go forth
yes.
and help others to
yes.
be more like you.
Yes.
Allow us
yes.
to be your hands and feet, your voice,
yes.
Lord
yes.
God, your ears, Father God,
yes.
that might
yes.
help
yes.
another
yes.
to come to know you better or
yes.
to come
yes.
to know you
yes.
in the pardon of their sin.
Yes.
Father God,
yes.
if there was ever yes. a time that your people
needed to be unstoppable and understand that we are unstoppable, it would be now. I pray that the men and women of God all over this planet would humble themselves. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Turn from their wicked ways and seek your face through prayer and supplication so that you can hear from heaven and heal our land. Heal the land in our hearts. Heal the land in our homes. Heal the land in our community. Heal the land in our nation. Heal the lands all over this world.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's time for us to step out. And to step out, step up and step out and speak out boldly for you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help us to be all that we need to be in you, Father God, so that you might receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' mighty and holy name we do pray it all. Amen and amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a beautiful service we have had on today. I'd like to thank all the beautiful servant leaders that was present here today. Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Minister Gladys McGee, Minister Tina Brown, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our sister that was just here. She gonna give us her name one of these days, and we're gonna call her by name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we're glad she's here. She's our baby sister, so, and our baby sister, too. We just so happy, and on behalf of all of us, we just want you to know that we were blessed by your presence, and we were blessed by just coming together to serve God.
Amen.
Now, if there be nothing else, we'll have Mother Mitchell read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
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 Amen. God be merciful unto us and bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. We want to welcome all the new converts to the family of God. We pray that you will find you a Christ teaching, Christ-centered local church. We know that a lot of the churches have not been convening because of COVID, but we pray that you will find you a place to serve where you can be with other believers and where you can learn how to go about doing the work of the kingdom, but first and most importantly, where you can learn how to listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah. And find your purpose for yourself. Hallelujah. So we just pray that you all continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And, of course, I invite you to continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, please join me for Taking It to the Streets, where we will be talking, we will have part two of Convicted, How Sold Out Are You? Because we're going to be talking about walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So a lot of people have misconceptions about the work of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to try to straighten, we're going to try to break down some of those myths, and we're going to, you know, so that you might understand that we love God because he created us. We praise Jesus because he loved us enough to die for us. But while we are here on this earth, we better be in tune with, in communion with, in constant communication with the Holy Spirit, because it is through the Holy Spirit that we learn the things of God. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are convicted of sin. It is through the Holy Spirit that we learn our purpose. So join me tomorrow for Walking in the Spirit. And then on Tuesday, please join Pastor Lester Carver at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for his Tuesday teaching. And then on Wednesday, Saints of God, you will be able to hear our anointed intercessor, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. She will come and bring all nations Wednesday night Bible studies. Now, if you haven't been listening to the Wednesday night Bible study, you have been missing a blessing, because she has been bringing it precept upon precept. So please mark your calendar, save the dates, and continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. So from my household of faith to yours, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And it truly is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. God bless you. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, but so do we. Amen. You are dismissed. Amen. I love you all. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you too. Amen.
Bye.
Amen, everybody. I love you all so much.
Love you
also. Thank you.
Bishop.
Love you.